This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Leviticus 23:15. You shall count unto you from the morrow after the Shabbat, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Shabbats shall be complete, 7 weeks. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Shabbat shall count, you shall count 50 days. And then in 50 days there's another feast. They call it the Feast of Weeks because it's 7 weeks. We call it the Feast of Pentecost because that's the Greek word for 50. 50 days after he rose from the dead, then they have another feast called Pentecost or Shavuot. And that was at the exact same day they came out of Egypt. They came out of Egypt on Pesach, or Passover, and they came to Sinai and received the law 50 days later. Exactly on the same day that they received the law and the mountain smoked and burned with fire at the top, that's exactly the same day that they received the Holy Ghost and had the flames of fire on their head and came into the period of grace and the Spirit of the living God. Verse 23, and the Lord spake unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Shabbat, a holy separated day that belongs to God, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. You shall do no servile work, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. So tomorrow is the day that they blow the ram's horns. Hallelujah, glory be to God. The ram's horn, sign of redemption. Remember that God provided himself a ram for Abraham. So tomorrow is the feast of the blowing of trumpets, and that is the beginning of their year, not the new year that began on Passover. They keep more than 1 year. If you want to know it, the Jews keep 4 years. I only see 2 instituted in the Bible, but they've got 4 by now. The first one, the one that they had celebrated from time immemorial, is the one that begins tomorrow, and they count that the day that God created Adam. And so that's their civil year. Beginning tomorrow, it's called Rosh Hashanah. Shana is year, Ha is the, and Rosh is head, head of the year. Rosh Hashanah. So tomorrow, you probably say Rosh Hashanah or something, but tomorrow is that day. So these were times when Jesus, as a Jew, entered into covenant, kept all of these dates. He kept every, his mother and daddy brought him up to that temple on that 8th day, and he was circumcised and to covenant with the law. And he kept it. He came up at the age of about 13 and he became a son of the law. He had his bar mitzvah. And that's when they questioned him. And he astonished, like they do all Jewish boys. And he astonished them with his answers. They'd never had a Jewish boy like that before. And he kept every year. The Bible is the story of his life, which he lived after he entered the ministry up in Galilee. He lived as a boy in Nazareth, which is also in Galilee. His ministry had a beautiful sea. When I go to Galilee, I think, boy, I like where he put his ministry. It was right on the seashore of a beautiful Sea of Galilee. But at 3 times a year, during Passover, during Pentecost, and then during the fall feast that we begin here with this blowing of trumpets, he went up to Jerusalem as a Jew in covenant with the law would do. Now we're going to look at the last time he kept Passover on the earth. Let's look at Luke chapter 22. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. Verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he, Jesus, sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat." And they said unto him, "Where wilt thou that we prepare?" And he said unto them, "Behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And you shall say unto the good man of the house, 'The master saith unto thee, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready." And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, "With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." This is a strong statement in the Greek. It showed that he had intense desire to eat this Passover with them. The Amplified Bible translates it like this: "I have earnestly and intensely desired to eat this Passover with you." He has had at least 3 Passovers with these same people. But he has known his goal ever since he entered this earth. He knew it from the foundation of the world, really. And he says to them who have been keeping this Passover for hundreds, even thousands of years, "With desire, I have desired," I think they've been keeping it about 1,500 years, "with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you." Because he's going to show them he is the Passover. He's going to reveal to them what it means. "With desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took the cup. This is the second cup. There are 4 cups. He took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it, and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Everything about the Passover is in order. The name of the Passover meal is the Seder. And the word Seder in Hebrew means order. It's the meal, the Seder meal. It's in order. If somebody says to you, "How are things?" you'll say, "The Seder." In your life, that means in order. And this is the Passover meal. Every part of it is done exactly the same way. The dish has exactly the right food in the right spot. God told them how to do it. They say the right things in the right spot. They say the same song every time. And they have been doing with that bread the same thing for 1,500 years. The bread comes in 3 parts. It's unleavened bread. It's matzah. If you've ever seen matzah, it has stripes in it and it has holes in it. And they have taken 3 pieces of the matzah. They are stacked one on top of the other on the matzah plate. They take out the middle piece of the matzah. And oh, this was so much fun to watch in that house up on the West Bank. I knew the meaning of it, and I wanted to see it acted out, but I didn't want it done, you know, where somebody was showing me in a church. I wanted to go see it. And out from the middle piece, they take out the middle piece. They call him the Afiko man, and it's kin to that word, which means kinsman redeemer. And they bring out that middle piece. It stands for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They take out the middle piece, and the father takes it and hides it somewhere in the house, under a pillow in the living room or something. And when they come to this part of the meal then, the bread part, the children get real excited because they go hunt it. And they, we may have gotten hunting Easter eggs from this. I don't know where we got it, but they go hunt that. And they go hunt. And then whoever gets it gets prizes. And he comes out, he has the Afikoman. And then the father does the blessing over the bread and he says, blessed art thou, O Lord God, King of the universe, which brings forth the bread from the earth. And Jesus said to them, I am this bread. I am the one that will come forth from the earth for you. He came into the earth and became a man of flesh and blood with an earth body. And that earth body was placed in there, but he was brought forth for them, for their physical sustenance, for their earth body. In the Passover, we see divine healing. We see his provision for our bodies. This bread, that's me. I wonder what they thought when he said that. Yes, glory, hallelujah. Likewise, verse 20, the cup after supper he took, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. The new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. This is the third cup. This is the cup of Elijah, or the Messiah's cup. They call it now the Elijah cup because he will be the forerunner of Messiah. But when he picked up that Messiah cup, which is for Elijah, or for the Messiah, or for Elijah, they always set a place at the table for Elijah. And you're sitting around the table, everybody has a chair, and Elijah's got the best chair. That's why dining room sets have a chair at the end with the arms on it. Because that's the Elijah chair. It's better than all the other chairs. And the children get up and go to the door to see if maybe Elijah has come tonight. Elijah being the forerunner of the Messiah. He picks up the Elijah cup and he says, this is my blood of the covenant. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. Now here we have further revelation from the Apostle Paul concerning these things. 1 Corinthians 10, 16, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood?
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, The Power in the Blood of Jesus. This is an in-depth study of the Bible and the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CDs for $30, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!